Both days, there is a slight chance of a thunderstorm Friday night. Sunny and a little cooler for Saturday with a high of 95.
I love that. Cooler at 95.
Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know?
We peaked at 97 yesterday. Overnight low down to 68. Right now, sunshine. It is calm. It is partly cloudy now. And 72 degrees here. KVOE live.
And local.
And local. Our headlines this morning, a service of ESB Insurance and Financial Services. Contact Fred Harder. He can review your current investment portfolio and your account and explore options with you. Call Fred at 340-9925. ESB Insurance and Financial Services. Good morning. It is 744. It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money. Brought to you by ESB Financial for Banking, Investments, Trusts, and Mortgage. And we say good morning to Karen Summers. Hi there, Karen.
Hi there, Ron Thomas.
How are you today?
I'm good.
I am glad to hear that. And, oh my goodness, good topic today, too, that concerns a lot of us. And I know you always provide some helpful hints and tips and ideas for us during managing your money. And let's see if we can't learn a little bit this morning about, money and retirement and how we could make that go further during our retirement, Karen.
Exactly, how to win at retirement. So let me just give you a few tips. This came out in the AARP magazine, and I just wanted to share it with you. So let's say you have an emergency fund. You're going to win if you have an emergency fund, because when you're working, the emergency fund protects you if you lose your job or if something happens. But once you're retired, it helps fund sudden things that happen. Like your dryer breaks down, or your car breaks down, or you have to put a new roof on your house, those types of things. Now, if you claim Social Security before you have to, you know, that's probably not a really good idea, because each year you delay from age 62 to age 70, you get a guaranteed year-over-year increase in your monthly benefits ranging between 7 and 8%, and that's nearly impossible to find anywhere else.
Yeah.
So let's say the biggest thing that can happen is if your budget is unbalanced. Now listen up here. The biggest mistake you can make in retirement planning isn't saving too little. It's neglecting to match your spending to your income and savings. Options include what? Cutting back on what you're going to spend or getting a part-time job. So if you remember the 50-30-20 budgeting rule we talked about a while back, 50% goes to needs like groceries and housing and utilities, yep, and car payment, that kind of stuff. 30% goes to wants, shopping, dining out, hobbies, and 20% goes to savings. You're going to be able to balance that out. Now, let's say your retirement comes up, and so you decide to give yourself a present. You're going to buy yourself a boat. For a
nice present,
yeah, why not? You know, you're going to retire, you're going to celebrate, so it's pretty risky to spend a big chunk of your retirement savings during the 5 years before retirement or the 5 years after, because then you lose that money for future earnings to protect you in retirement. And I'll give you one more. Let's say that you're thinking of moving, and let's just say you decide to rent first, which is probably a pretty good idea, because if you're going to move, you know, a lot of people think they're going to move to Florida or Arizona or someplace, you know, fabulous. The average cost of a long-distance move is probably close to $5,000, yeah, and that doesn't include closing costs on mortgage and furnishings and all other types of things. So you might want to test drive a rental or something in those areas first before you decide to do that. And then you'll have a happy retirement.
Yes, indeed. Happy and happier retirements. So sound advice from Karen here this morning. What about a money message for us?
Money message. I just want to tell everybody, yesterday we said goodbye to a longtime team member, 20-plus years. Jean Runge retired. She's been our fraud expert and could take apart little scenarios and find where fraud is, and it's been invaluable to our team. And so she's moving to Florida.
Now, there we go.
Doesn't everybody move to Florida when they retire? But her daughter lives down there. So we wish her Godspeed and safe travels, and thanks for 20-plus great years.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Ron. Good luck today.
Hey, thank you. I'll need it. I will need it. Karen Summers, Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial. An Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Managing Your Money, ESB Financial. Good morning. It is 7:48 and a, let's see, Wednesday morning hello to our good friend Dave Harding at Fanistel's Fresh Local Market. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you today, sir?
We're doing well.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Sunny and hot, huh?
Yes, it is. Sunny and hot, and it's great to see people out smoking and grilling. This Sunday is the first day of summer, which you touched on earlier, as well as Father's Day. Our Fresh Local Market is loaded with steaks, brats, and many more excellent gift ideas for Dad, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit.
You betcha. Don't forget about Dad. But you do have to talk about hamburger here this morning, don't you?
Absolutely. Today is hamburger sale day. We have ground beef and ground round in the fresh meat case on sale, as well as our 10-pound boxes of patties and 10-pound boxes of 1-pound ground beef packages. I do have all the details up on Facebook if you want to check that out.
And what about seafood, Dave?
Seafood. We have a great selection of seafood right now. We've got swordfish, wild sockeye salmon, Chilean sea bass, tiger shrimp, crab cakes, scallops, and a lot more than that. And maybe you're thinking a little surf and turf for Dad this weekend.
What a great idea that is. Can't go wrong there. I will say this, that we had some of that salmon earlier this week, and it was spot on. My goodness, can't beat it. You will not be disappointed out there at Fanistel's Fresh Local Market. Well, let's talk about Dad, Dave.
Yeah, we have some great gift ideas. You know, it's a very popular place for dads to shop, so you could come out here and start off with steak. We've got USDA Prime KC strips at $19.99 a pound. We also have fillets, ribeyes, porterhouse, T-bones, and tri-tip. Now, if you add some brats to that list, we've got an amazing selection of brats. We've got Hawaiian, apple gouda, mesquite, andouille, spinach asiago, and more. You know, of course, we also have our famous Fanistel's bacon, yeah, as well as our hot links, our smoked sausages, and our beans with beef. So if you know, if you're out here shopping and it's just too overwhelming and you can't decide, just get Dad a gift card and turn him loose.
That's the way to go. Turn Dad loose. He likes to be turned loose. So that's a great great option right there. So don't forget about Dad. So let's re-rack it here, Dave.
All right. Hamburger sale today going on. Check out Facebook for details. And make sure you take care of Dad this weekend with the trip to Fanistel's Fresh Local Market. And happy Father's Day to everyone, and also want to wish you well today on your ride.
I appreciate that, Dave. I hope to talk to you again next week.
You will.
All right. See you later.
Have a great day.
All right. Dave Harding, Fanistel's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. Call 342-6354. Fanistel's Fresh Local Market. It is 7:50. Good morning.
Hello, Kansas. I'm Tamara Hamel, the customer care manager here at Nextech Wireless. I want to make sure that you know if you ever have any questions about our